young Canadian pianist Jan Lisicki, along with the Bavarian Radio Symphony, the final movement from Mozart's 20th Piano Concerto. It's 9:31, 13 degrees downtown, going up to 18 today with rain, believe it or not, this afternoon.
So gorgeous out there right now.
Looks good.
The Tarragon Theatre is presenting Miss Caledonia. It's written and starring Melody A. Johnson. They're in previews right now, but it opens October 24th and runs to November 22nd. And with us to talk about it is Melody A. Johnson. Good morning.
Hi there.
Now, this is about your mother.
It is indeed, yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, my mom was raised on a farm close to Caledonia, about 5 miles between Caledonia and Middleport. And when you're a teenager on a farm, and you're a girl, it's a tough go. So she was looking for a way off when she was a teenager. And so she saw her people she admired, like Debbie Reynolds and Lee Merriweather, and they took the pageant route. And so she thought, why don't I do the same thing? And so she started entering pageant after pageant and started winning. And she thought that was her way to Hollywood.
Whoa.
And so we still have the sashes and the trophies and
really?
Majorette boots
That's
and batons
amazing.
All over
wow.
our house.
So are you using those?
I'm using my baton from when I was in grade 3
right.
because I too did what my mom, I didn't enter pageants, but I took tap and clogging and baton and that kind of thing. I didn't enter the county fairs that she did,
mm-hmm.
but I am using the same baton.
Mm-hmm. What was the reaction of your grandparents?
Well,
your mother trying to
well, this is actually a big part of the show
yeah.
because I refer to my grandfather as the captain of the Scottish Protestant Puritanical work ethic, and Grandpa Douglas wasn't. He was trying to relate with a 15-year-old girl who wants to go from this muddy paddock here in Caledonia to Hollywood, which didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So. And his idea of real work was, you know, getting hay bales going and milking cows and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was frustrating for my grandfather. My grandmother wasn't sure what to make of it, but she, as we tell in the play, became quite encouraging and so helped mom out, find some modeling classes. And my mom did end up using what resources she could, like taking a drive on the milk truck on the way to get the Hamilton bus, to get to Hamilton
no
to
kidding.
Take modeling classes.
Wow.
So we used devices like that.
Well, that's a persistent mother.
That is, yes.
And quite
persistent.
A role model for you, too.
For sure. The reason I'm in this business today is because of my mom.
Uh-huh.
She just loved theater and movies.
And when did you first realize that you had a comic streak in you? Because you did a lot with Second City as well.
Yeah. Well, I loved Red Skelton and Lucille Ball and all those people. And my mom encouraged all of that. And
right.
so I grew up watching Donald O'Connor and all those,
uh-huh.
Debbie Reynolds and
wow.
Gene Kelly and all those people.
And when did you go to Second City? When were you there? And
I went to
long?
Second City in 1996. A guy named Colin Mochrie hired
right.
me for the touring company.
Same guy.
And so
yeah.
he was my first director there. And then I was in the tour co for about a year, and then I joined the main stage cast over here at on Lombard Street. And we stayed there until 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was The Last Tango on Lombard, and then we moved to the new space.
Right.
And I stayed until about 2000, and then I left, went to Stratford, and did a number of other projects. And now I go back there to direct,
mm-hmm.
direct
nice.
The troops.
You're the
yes,
boss.
That's right.
Yeah, so our current show is on.
That's great.
Go on down.
Till probably Christmas or so.
That was your when you decided to follow your mother's footsteps. Because I know when some children try and follow their parents' footsteps, they kind of discourage them. Well, was your mother like that, or was she, no, go for it?
Oh, she was totally go for it.
Really?
Very
That's
encouraging.
Great.
Yeah. And I guess one kind of challenge I had and still do is that my name is Melody, and I rarely sing.
That's my next
I'm
question.
Not, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, but... but I have done a couple of musicals, and I'm going to do Assassins coming up after this, the
Ooh,
Stephen Sondheim
yeah,
show
great.
For the Sondheim Festival in Winnipeg in January. But she was totally encouraging the whole route, and so hence the encouragement to go to York for theater.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so.
Right.
Well, you do have a musical accompaniment here, an original score by Alison Porter.
Yes, so Alison is a on-stage fiddler with me, and she kind of pokes and prods and pushes... pushes me through the fiddle to you know, make certain moves through the show and, mm-hmm. and or discourage or, you know, get me to twirl, get me to not, you know, move that way. Or,
right.
So it's quite fun having live music on the stage.
So Miss Caledonia, your mother, did she make it down to Hollywood? Was she successful?
As I said, Mom won a lot of things, from trophies uh-huh. to dinner date with Tommy Hunter.
Good for her.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's a great prize.
That is.
But, you know, she got the Miss Canada entry form in her hand,
yeah.
and she opted for marriage. So she didn't enter Miss Canada. She stopped after a number of pageants. She had kids, and she went to work. She was a working woman, mm-hmm. and she didn't pursue it beyond.
Do you think she regretted it? I'm not saying getting married and having kids part, but
yeah,
the pursuing it.
Well, I think she lived vicariously in a way through me, and mm-hmm. She loved movies and, you know, still had that joy of watching others and mm-hmm. probably wished maybe she could have gone a bit further yeah. and mm-hmm. wondered mm-hmm. what would have happened. But she was very happy and life went on.
Yeah.
So, I think it's also a generational thing as well. Those parents that were artistic or in music, you know, yeah. Because my mother did the same. She, you know, she went as far as she could and
yep.
and was, you know, asked to go out of the country and then did a couple of gigs out of it. But then said, no, I have three kids and I want to be at home. And
yep.
I have three jobs at home. But
yes,
that's where I'm supposed to be.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's do you have siblings?
I don't know.
Oh, you do. Oh, nope, so you got a lot of focus
yeah,
there.
Yeah, got a lot of focus.
Yes. That's great. Now, I see that you're also going to be touring Miss Caledonia.
Yep. So we, on December the 2nd, will be at the Burlington Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm, great.
And then we take a little break while I do the Assassins. And then we will be at the National Arts Center in Ottawa in May for a couple of weeks. And then we hit the East Coast in the summer. So, and we've already toured a little bit. We were in PEI just before we did the Tarragon show. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, and we'll be in St. Albert, Alberta. I believe yeah. that's in April. And Rossland, BC.
Across
yeah.
so, the country.
It's fantastic. Clearly yeah. you're having a marvelous success with this piece.
We're twirling our way around. So,
any
yeah.
tap in the number?
We did have some tapping, but singing "I've Been Everywhere" by Hank Snow, baton twirling and tapping was a little bit for my...
a little much, eh?
For my... Yes.
You wouldn't be able to breathe.
Exactly. So we had to cut something out. So.
Well, Melody, I want to thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All the best, and I know it's already a successful show, so congratulations.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Melody A. Johnson, who is currently at the Tarragon Theatre, and it will be performed in the Tarragon Theatre Extra Space. That's at 30 Bridgman Avenue. If you want to get tickets, you can call 416-531-1827 or visit tarragontheatre.com. Thank you, Melody.
Thank you.